91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio. It's 3 o'clock.
Oh, say, can you see? Streaming and the rocket, red glare, bombs are bursting in the air. They through the night, and the flag was still there. Hoonga!
Up Florida, North Country. Profits for profit keep on coming in. Where can one draw the line to listen? Society has spoken. We've all been buying our tokens to take a slow ride on a brand new train to nowhere. You're on the left and he's on the right. You call each other pig and then you get uptight. While all this is going on, the planets, they are changing. While you call each other pig, there's little time remaining. Blue duck fly to North Country. Profit for profit, keep on coming. Where can one draw the line to listen? Tell me about your poor blind boy and how the city fathers all watched in joy as he blew his nose on our dear old glory. And then they shot him down 'cause he didn't have a license to see. Blue duck fly to North Country. Profits for profit keep on coming. Where does one draw the line to listen? Black man hunched down, make like a mule. You'll never be free and you won't go to school. You're black, so how come you ain't crawling? Hey boy, don't you dare look at me when you hear me talking. up fly to North Country. Profits for profit keep on coming. Where does one draw the line to listen? Everything is formulated. Our existence has been created to attain a fleeting glimpse of this order. In order to understand, you destroy. In order to create, you destroy. 'Cause in order to think, one cell destroys the other. Yes, in order for you to exist, you go and shoot down your brothers. Fly to North Country. Profits for profit keep on coming. Where does one draw the line? Listen. But to be here 'cause you're near, to be there 'cause you were. Though the icebergs fall onto the cities, and though the seas take leave to move upon the country, blue duck fly to North Country. But before you go, come and tell me, so we can sing with you to a new song.
Oh,
91.3 KXCI. Real people, real radio.
They said the reason they knew that the bomb was in the back seat where we could have seen it rather than hidden under my seat, as it actually was, is because they said that I had loaded my guitar case right on top of the bomb, and they said the guitar and the fiddle were both like right in the vicinity of the explosion. So lo and behold, we get back the pictures from the Oakland police, and here's the guitar. Now, it's certainly damaged, but not as if a bomb had been on top of it. And there's the fiddle, virtually intact, okay? And I want you to know, I've actually seen these things in the course of the case. We get to, like, look at the evidence, and it's actually really kind of sad. This was my childhood violin, and I opened the case, and it only had two cracks up the F-holes, and that's all. Whereas the guitar, which was in a cheap case, was kind of shattered. But at any rate, so in light of this, realizing that they took this fiddle, we wrote this song. Well, I was driving out of Oakland on a tour for Redwood Summer when a bomb went off inside my car. It was a major bummer. They blamed me for the bomb that almost took my life. There's one last thing that they did, one last twist of the knife. The FBI stole my fiddle.
They stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole
sing-along.
My fiddle.
The FBI stole my fiddle. And I want my fiddle back. The next day in the papers, although it made no sense, was a picture of my fiddle and they called it evidence. They took away my Birkenstocks, they took away my car. But when they took my fiddle, well, you know they went too far. The FBI stole my fiddle.
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 William Sessions stole my fiddle. And I want my fiddle back. They said my strings was fuses, my bow it was the light. Down inside my fiddle hole, I stash my dynamite. So when I stroke my fuse strings with my fiddle bow, you better run for cover, cause this fiddle might just blow. The FBI stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole my fiddle. Special Agent Richard Held is the man behind the show. He helped frame Leonard Peltier and jail Geronimo. He falsified the evidence, life sentences, no bail. It's time to get them freed and let's put Richard Held in jail. The FBI stole my fiddle.
Richard Held stole my fiddle.
Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes, my back is getting stiff. 13 cars are piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside. of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his spine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Dragged her to the bushes and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
I won't speak to you from this subject.
Amen.
If a child is no way like its father,
all right,
there's a dead cat on the line.
Great.
They tell me that once upon a time,
uh-huh,
they had some trouble,
yeah,
trying to get a message over the telegram wire.
Lord,
the company sent a man out to inspect the line.
Amen.
In making his report, he said that he found that a cat had gone up telegraph pole,
yes,
and died on the line.
God,
and that was the reason why,
uh-huh,
they couldn't get the message over the line.
Amen.
Right.
Now, if a child doesn't favor its father in no way,
yes,
there's a dead cat on the line.
Resemble his father. Lord, he ought to favor him some way. If a child don't favor his daddy, there's a dead cat on the line. Dead cat on the line. Dead cat on the line. If there ain't but one rooster in the barnyard, all the little chicken will favor him some way. If the chicken don't favor their daddy, there's a dead cat on the line. Dead cat on the line. Mama, there's a dead cat on the line. If a man he's president. And he lying about what he's done. Man, wake up, people. It's a dead cat on the line. Dead cat on the line. Man, there's some dead cat on the line. Now, if the words don't favor the story, then that message will not get through. It's just like that telegram wire when a dead cat's on the line. Dead cat on the, mama, dead cat on the line.
Family, 91.3 KXCI, Real People, Real Radio, at 3:22 with Bob Brosman from his Blues Reflex album, Dead Cat on the Line. That opening soundbite on that recording is from a 1929 sermon by Reverend J.M. Gates, also titled Dead Cat on the Line. Prior to that, Phil Oakes, from my all-time favorite album, Pleasures of the Harbor, Outside of a Small Circle of Friends is the name of that cut. The FBI Stole My Fiddle, Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney. Never thought you'd hear those two as a musical recording duo, did you? Anyway, that's from an album called Who Bombed Judy Berry, one of the Alternative Tentacles releases that Jello Biafra put out a few years ago. Conversation with a Cop, Fanny, from their first album, also titled Fanny. Drummer and founding member, Alice DeBoer, of Fanny, happens to be a resident of Tucson for quite a while now. So if you see her around and recognize her, say hi. Say, you know, what can I say? In the Arena, the West Coast Pop... No, excuse me. Actually, what I had played, I had originally wanted to play In the Arena by the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. Maybe I'll get to that later on in the program. Blue Duck Fly to North Country by Sam Signioff from the album of the same title from back in 1971 is the first really long piece that I played, and whole thing started off with a little bit of Star Spangled Mojo Nixon from the Otis album. Refried Vinyl is what you're listening to. I'm King David McKenzie. And Twitter. You've heard of Twitter, right? Well, it's one of the fastest growing ways to stay in touch online, and it is free. You can use Twitter to follow KXCI news and events. Join our 1,000 followers today by visiting twitter.com. For your free account, once you've registered, be sure to include KXCI as one of the sites that you follow. Our online Twitter is Great Music, if we do say so ourselves. Once again, our online Twitter is Great Music. Check that out. And in the meanwhile, let's work together a little bit. This is Canned Heat on Refried Vinyl, 91.3 KXCI. Real people, real radio, 325.
takes to make a blind man stare. She's my bop, pretty baby. Hey, my bop, pretty baby. She's my bop, pretty baby. And she's my, oh my. Everybody gets around just to see her face come up and put on a smile. With a cute little wiggle, make you want to shout. Your knees turn to jelly and your eyes pop out. She's my bop, pretty baby. Hey, my bop, pretty baby. She's my bop, pretty baby. And she's mine, all mine. Hey, bop, 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 pretty baby. 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 She's my bop, pretty baby. And she's mine, all mine.
This record to bring you a special bulletin. Superfly is missing.
Good God!
We now take you to our on-the-spot reporter.
I have several witnesses here with me. Sir, when was the last time you saw Superfly?
It was the 3rd of September.
And you, sir, can you describe the suit Superfly was wearing?
Red, yellow, black, white, and brown.
And you, sir, who was the last person Superfly was seen with?
Mrs. Jones.
If we need you for any further information, can we call you?
Whenever you call me, I'll be there.
We take you now to Washington.
We're here at the White House. The president has an important announcement regarding Superfly. Mr. President, what seems to be the problem?
I got ants in my pants and I need to dance.
Just arriving at the White House is the man that would risk his neck for brother man. Chair, now that the president has called you into the case, what will you be doing?
Chasing women and drinking.
Mr. President, what is your opinion of Chair?
This cat Chair is a bad.
Shut your mouth. I see the president and Chair have gone into the White House.
What they do?
Mr. President, what are you and Chair doing in there?
Holding hands, making all kinds of plans.
Mr. President, why are you holding hands with Chair?
I've
just been handed a bulletin. Superfly was last seen
in Egypt and Israel too.
We take you back to
to our on-the-spot reporter. I'm here with Freddie, who we believe knows the whereabouts of Superfly. Excuse me, Freddie.
Ah!
Wait a minute. What happened?
It is going.
Freddie's dead.
That's what I said.
Oh, well, I have several other witnesses. Do you know where Superfly is?
We know, they know, and you know, and I know.
I don't know. How do you know?
Your best friend wrote and told me.
And just who is my best friend?
Superfly. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. 26 before 4.
The ones with a Christ, synagogue, mosque, or the local church. But are they ghostwriters of the story, without beginning, without an end? There must be more than kicking the ball around and around a box of food. Even more than the joy and pride of a mother and a smiling thalidomide. I search for a plot and it seems to thicken with a trip to the moon. But it does not, it does not.
Does the goldfish in the bowl celebrate Thanksgiving? And can he see me? And if he can, does he think that I created him? Or just look like me?
And does he question the changing of the water? Like sheep, a part-time followers of revolution and change. For to them at least there appears to be a purpose in their riot. But are they the authors of a brand new plot? No, it's all been said before. Our ideals are potent as a eunuch's dream, so we might as well be quiet. It's a bad situation when I'm not even able to think. When I'm trying to think, when I'm trying to think.
Does the goldfish in the bowl celebrate Thanksgiving? And can he see me? And if he can, does he think that I created him just to look like me?
And does he question the changing of the water? From a smile on a face to a womb in the room and out to a school that we call the world. We walk through chapters of chance to a telegram of wet-eyed condolences. Why is water wet? Why is blood red? And why is granny dead? Our babies ask. Can you explain what a flower's for and why a murder's not called a war? It's a bad situation when I'm not even able to think. When I'm trying to think, when I'm trying to think.
Does the goldfish in the bowl celebrate Thanksgiving? And can he see me? And if he can, does he think that I created him just to look like me?
And does he question the changing of the water? Sad that man is a Christ, but Hitler he can be. True as a grape, yet guilty of the greatest lies and hypocrisy.
There must be more than kicking the ball around and around a box of food.
Even more than the joy and pride of a mother in a smiling thalidomide.
I search for a plot and it seems to thicken with a trip to the moon. But it does not, it does not. And does the goldfish in the bowl celebrate Thanksgiving? And can he see me? And if he can, does he think that I created him just to look like me?
And does he question the changing of the water? Does he question the changing of the water? Does he question the changing of the water?
Mm-hmm.
true, she didn't say, what am I gonna do? I just can't hide my foolish pride, baby, I'm still in love with you. Why don't you drop a line? They tell me you're doing fine. My days are oh so blue. I just can't hide my foolish pride, baby, I'm still in love with you. Why did you leave? Why make me grieve? Am I to suffer this way? Will I ever breathe a sigh? Please, darling, won't you try to believe me when I say I was wrong? Dark shadows haunting me, nothing but misery. I can't escape, it's so true. I just can't hide my foolish pride, baby, I'm still in love with you.
Charlie Parker. By the way, 91.3 KXCI, Real People, Real Radio, 342. Just get that in, make everybody satisfied, I'm doing the program, let's make everybody happy, sure. That was Charlie Parker with a tune called Dark Shadows. Vocals by a blues singer named Earl Coleman. Sounded a lot like Billy Eckstein there. Prior to that, Confusions About a Goldfish, title track from John Congos, his 1971 album. Superfly meets Shaft, credited to Frank and Ernest. It was really Dickie Goodman who did the production on that. Tough Enough by the Scotsman, mid-60s band from Ellensburg, Washington. Bop Crazy Baby from the Texas rockabilly pioneer Vern Pullins. Whole thing started off by Canned Heat, Let's Work Together. Refried Vinyl on KXCI. And it's rather interesting that they put this particular PSA in while I'm on the board. Wonder if they're trying to say something. Overeaters Anonymous is sponsoring a free community information event on Saturday, January the 30th at the Martha Cooper Library, 1377 North Catalina Avenue. Sessions will be held from at 1:15 and 2:15 in the afternoon. Please call Janet at a civilized hour, okay, at 795-7492. That's 795-7492 for more information. A public service message from your member-supported community radio, KXCI. And this next individual, is rather renowned in his later years for really lighting into his band members. And there's a few of the recordings of that out there somewhere. Yeah, I might edit one or two of them and, possibly bring them in and give you an example in future weeks, who knows. But, I suspect that band bus still has a radioactive glow to it. I'll let this individual introduce himself. I think you'll like it on 91.3 KXCI. Real people, real radio. It's 4:15.
Hi, fellas. This is Buddy Rich with some V-discs for you. We hope you'll have many kicks with them.
Right on by. to bye-bye. Sometimes you can smell the green if your mind is feeling fine. There ain't no finer place to be than running Lakeshore Drive. And there's no peace of mind or place to see riding on Lakeshore Drive. Anywhere I found, running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, just slipping on my own LSD, riding at trouble bound. This Friday night and you're looking clean, the worry to start the round. 10-minute ride from the Gold Coast back makes you show your pleasure bound. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning and all the people have gone away. Just you and your mind at Lakeshore Drive, and tomorrow is another day. And the sun shines fine in the morning time, tomorrow is another day. Like it, anywhere I found, running south on Lakeshore Drive, heading into town, and just snaking on my own LSD, driving at trouble bound.
.3 KXCI, Real People, Real Radio.
too.
I'm saying goodbye to the lights of a San Antonio.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Real People, Real Radio, a couple minutes past four.